As America copes with the rising numbers of people addicted to prescription painkillers and tranquilizers, Michigan is right there in the midst of this epidemic. The National Institute on Drug Abuse tells us in 2017, over 2,000 people died of opioid overdoses in our state. That death rate is much higher than the national rate. Governor Whitmer responded by creating the Michigan Opioids Task Force. It is chaired by Michigan's chief medical executive, and she is with us now, Dr. Joanne Khaldun. Welcome back to Stateside. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Where would you, Dr. Khaldun, rank opioid addiction on the list of Michigan's big public health concerns?
Opioid addiction and the epidemic is absolutely one of our highest public health priorities. I'm really thrilled to be chairing the Michigan Opioids Task Force that was created by Governor Whitmer, and it's something that we're all really excited about moving forward.
Do you have certain goals in your mind that you want this task force to be able to tackle and implement?
Yes. So the task force and really how we're addressing this epidemic in the state, we have to really focus on prevention, so making sure people aren't getting addicted in the first place. We have to make sure that anyone who's struggling with an opioid use disorder also has access to treatment. And then, of course, preventing overdose from happening at all, whether it's with things like naloxone. So the task force will allow us to look at the data, to bring all of our resources to the table, and to really align our efforts well so we can address this epidemic effectively.
And do you feel that what kind of budget do you have, and do you feel it's an effective budget?
Well, we have a budget within the Department of Health and Human Services, and I'll also say we have several grants and the support of external partners like Bloomberg Philanthropies who are helping us really address this epidemic. So we do have funding, and it's really about aligning resources, getting money out into the communities, and helping and supporting our providers as well who are providing treatment for people who are struggling with opioid use disorders.
Why is opioid addiction such an expensive problem?
So I think it's an expensive problem because it's a complex problem. It is multifaceted. We all know that prescription drugs are a part of it, but also we're talking about heroin and the synthetic opioids like fentanyl. So there are many organizations and people who have a role to play in addressing this epidemic, and it will take really a collaborative effort to address it.
A lot of roots that have grown into the ground that need to be pulled up.
Absolutely.
In fact, speaking of that, what do we still not fully understand or not know about the root causes of the opioid epidemic?
Well, again, I think it's complex. If you go back a couple of decades ago, even though it wasn't quite at the level it is now, there were still communities, particularly in urban areas, that were struggling with heroin addiction. And so oftentimes, if you look at the reasons for people struggling with substance use disorders, it goes back to people experiencing trauma in their lives and stress and not having the appropriate resources. Of course, we all know that with the current epidemic, prescription drugs and inappropriate prescribing are a part of it. But again, it's very complex. I don't think anyone knows definitively what the reasons are for it. But certainly, it's a mix of behavioral health challenges, of people not having access to resources, and of course, the healthcare community played a role in creating it, but also has an important role to play and has been playing an important role in addressing it across the state.
How widespread is the use of medication-assisted treatment?
It's not spread enough across the state. We know there are many places in the state where the people who could be prescribing MAT are actually not, or if they are, they're not accepting Medicaid, for example. So we know in talking with providers that there are many barriers to them even wanting to prescribe or being able to prescribe. We are working with our medical providers across the state with collaboratives such as the Michigan Open Program out of the University of Michigan, but really making sure we're supporting our providers who want to do the right thing, who want to treat patients who have substance use disorders, and we have to make sure through this task force we're aligning those strategies and getting people the treatment that they need.
Dr. Khaldun, apart from money that we've kind of talked about, what else is needed in terms of resources to fight this opioid epidemic?
I think we need data. I think we need to really look at data across the various agencies. We know, for example, that LARA has access to prescriber data for our prescribers of opioids. And so we're already building out those collaborations and partnering, but we have to look at data across agencies. We have to look at, again, getting upstream as far as the reasons why people are becoming addicted. We need to get more real-time data as well. You know, we sometimes don't get the official numbers for overdoses until 18 months to 2 years later. But we need to get more real-time data, access to data, so we can target our public health strategies accordingly.
I know what you're saying, because when I was researching this, you look at, you know, the latest, and the data is like 2017. So there's a lot, you're right, there's a lot that has to be done to kind of bring it up to speed there. We often see studies, we see task forces formed in response to some social program, and a report is turned in, and then not much happens. How do you want this task force to be different and affect real change?
Yes, that's a great question. We want this task force to be action-oriented. We do not expect to be people in a room looking at a paper, putting out reports. We want actions to be moved forward. We're going to be outcomes-based and driven and holding ourselves accountable. We're going to be held accountable to our external partners as well. We've already started, I've already hired someone who's just focusing on this task force. We're already engaging with our partners around what are some specific things that they will be able to move forward collaboratively to address the epidemic. Again, there's a lot of work already happening, but we have to really make sure we're coordinating and driving towards outcomes. Because if we're not driving those opioid deaths down, then we're not successful.
And I guess ultimately, yeah, if you and I are talking in 5 years, what do you want to be able to say? How would you measure success? What will it look like?
Success is we've driven down significantly the number of people who are struggling with opioid use disorders. That is what success will be.
Dr. Jonae Khaldoun, who's the chief medical executive for our state and the chair of the new Michigan Opioids Task Force. Doctor, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.